Most of the attackers, the leaders of these attackers, have been captured. They are helping the police with investigations. The ones that we have not managed yet to hold in detention, we have reasonable intelligence on their whereabouts. They have been surrounded in the hills of our city. We're very confident that very soon, each and every one of them will not just be apprehended, but brought to face the full force of the laws of Sierra Leone. Our president yesterday in his speech made clear that we will follow the law, that we will maintain the security of our states, and we will continue to push to strengthen our democracy and advance development in our country. That's the focus of the government of Sierra Leone, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Did you offer any bounty for information or capture of any of the people who are still at large?
Yes, we did. The Sierra Leone police issued a very clear statement offering bounties for any information leading to the arrest and successful prosecution of the assailant, and any information as well that will help us to reapprehend those who are serving criminal sentences who have been illegally released from our detention facilities. But I should add that many of these inmates are in the process of turning themselves back in. A number of them voluntarily, even prior to our press release, turned themselves into police stations across the city, saying that we were not part of this heinous attacks on these prisons and on the peaceful citizens of our country, and we want to make sure that we are law-abiding. We applaud those, and they have been applauded in the Sierra Leone police press release. And now we're working with the citizens of our country to find those who orchestrated and executed these attacks and bring them to justice.
What can you tell us about the curfew?
So the indefinite curfew that was announced yesterday was effectively ended at 6 a.m. this morning. What we have now, which will come into effect at 9 p.m., is a new curfew. So that curfew starts from 9 p.m. and ends every morning at 6 a.m. so people can go about their normal business. I should add, though, that the essence of the curfew is to continue to isolate this assailant and to allow our security forces to carry out the operations necessary to identify, capture, and bring those people to book. So as soon as we make progress and continue to make progress on that front, we will continue to revise the contours of the curfew and restrictions that we have placed, because our intention is to swiftly return this country fully back to normal and operational.
Minister, should Sierra Leoneans be concerned about what happened on Sunday?
His Excellency the President, who is the Commander-in-Chief, has assured the people of our country that the situation is fully under control, that those who tried to execute this have indeed failed. Whatever their intentions were, they have failed, and we're strengthening our security situation across the country. But should any and every citizen be vigilant? Absolutely. We should understand that the peace, stability, and democracy that we enjoy cannot be taken for granted. That we have individuals who are capable of planning and executing attacks that could undermine all of the things we cherish in our society. And this is why our president called for unity and called for political leaders, traditional leaders, and civil society to come together to reaffirm our commitments to peace, to unity, and to the defense of our cherished democracy, imperfect as it may be. But we have to continue to utilize nonviolent means to resolve the differences that we may have.
Minister, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, James.